This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Jay Darden wants payback.
David's got a lot of money in the super PAC. Bobby's got a lot of money in super PACs. The taxpayers of Louisiana ought not be having to fund those efforts. That's the point I'm really making.
Darden, who is running for governor, last week issued a statement through his campaign calling on Senator David Vitter and his affiliated super PAC to refund $70,000 collected from the state.
What got my attention was the state having to pay for attorney's fees on the lawsuit he brought to raise all the money from the super PAC.
Darden also issued recent statements calling on Jindal's presidential campaign to pick up the tab for Jindal's security detail when the governor is off on that campaign's business.
The governor ought to have his protection. I'm just saying it ought not be paid for by the taxpayers when it's exclusively to pursue a campaign for the presidency out of state.
Darden says Jindal should take his cue from another presidential hopeful, Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin.
You know, Scott Walker set the standard. He said from day one he was going to use his super PAC or have a super PAC pay for his protection.
Yet as lieutenant governor, Darden also has a state police security detail, though he says he has refused 24/7 protection all along. He admits state police are with him more often these days.
You know, when you're acting governor, you're it. And when the governor's out of state and I'm the acting governor, they've made it even more clear that it's appropriate for them to be with me in case something happens.
That means state police are often with Darden when he is campaigning for governor, and not only when handling lieutenant governor stuff. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.